At the age of 59, Jerry Lee Lewis is one of the very few members of the first generation of rock and rollers who still has an active recording career. His new album, Youngblood, features Lewis performing songs written by people ranging from Hank Williams to Bobby Darin. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Jerry Lee Lewis kicks off his new album with a cover of Hank Williams' I'll Never Get Out of This World Alive. It's a terrific version full of swagger, rancor, and desperation. Over the years, Lewis has covered lots and lots of Hank Williams songs. Lewis may be a founding father of 50s rock and roll, but he's always had a strong affinity with the founding father of 50s country music. What Jerry Lee shares with Hank is a sense of glorious fatalism, a feeling that life conspires against the happiness of the singer, but he's compelled to go on, to revel in his own misery. There's also a shock in this music. Who knew Jerry Lee Lewis had this much life left in him? That song, Goosebumps, sounds like some obscure 50s relic dug up for the occasion, but it's actually a new song co-written by Al Anderson, who used to be in NRBQ, and Andy Paley, who has produced this remarkable comeback album. Andy Paley is one of those guys who deserves more of a legend than he has. When I lived in Los Angeles in the late 70s, he was half of the Paley Brothers, a very fine pop rock duo that made a few records that no one noticed. Paley's like Brian Wilson with Common Sense, a man with a knack for producing crystal-clear rock records that revitalize clichés. Working with Jerry Lee Lewis, Paley has done what no producer's done for Lewis in more than a decade: recognize that you can't make Jerry Lee rock without letting him make hardcore country music.
Stayed out late, I bought round after round. Just for you, I played the fool. Yes, I was quite the clown. Words were spoken, hearts were broken, but now I hope you see it was the whiskey talking, not me. I didn't mean.
Throughout Youngblood, Lewis steadfastly refuses to turn into a nostalgia act. Listening to him, you're constantly confronted with the idea that the strongest creations of pop culture transcend their time. Youngblood could have been recorded in 1958. We should be very grateful it was cut in a fine fury in 1995.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.